Walsh, please, you know, don't do that. That's very disrespectful. Please don't do that. We listen to you. You can listen to us in exchange. Please do not do that. Next item, item number 37.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for the construction of Cooch Park Play Area Improvements and Lieu Project.
Commissioner Fritz, sorry.
Thank you, Matt. This is a competitive solicitation. In other words, we're going out to bid to see who wants to do this construction on the Cooch Park Playground. This is adjacent to the Metropolitan Learning Center. It was one of the focuses and the reasons for the 2014 replacement Fix Our Parks bond measure. The fact that the previous structure had to be taken out as an emergency and we didn't have any funding for replacing it. And the community around Cooch Park, including the Metropolitan Learning Center's community, were very instrumental in both passing the bond measure and in designing the playground. It will be an all-inclusive playground. We've had a partnership with Harper's Playground. Their foundation has raised $350,000 for the playground, and also grant funding from Metro Neighbor in the Neighborhood Grant, which was $150,000. But the main funding for this is the Parks Replacement Bond. The total cost is $1.4 million budgeted. All the trees will be preserved in the play space. The old public restroom will be decommissioned, used for storage space, and a brand new Portland loo will be put in. We'll be starting construction in May and hope to be done by November of this year.
Fantastic. Public testimony.
There wasn't a sign-up sheet. Joe Walsh pulled this.
Again, for the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. In the documentation, we were disturbed because a past council person created the loo. And our understanding is, without discount, it costs about $100,000 to put those loos in place. So we're a little confused. You have a restroom in the park that you're going to close down, or just let employees use it. That's what it says in the document. I'm sorry, man. That's what it says. And then you're going to put this loo in the park someplace? And are we right that these things run like $100,000 without discounts? I know we know somebody, and maybe we'll get a discount, but these things are expensive. You know, if you give me 20 grand, I'll build you a restroom. Why is it we have to do this one? These are the Cadillacs of pee houses. You know? We need a place that's private that somebody can go to the bathroom. We don't need a $100,000 castle. That's what they are. The ones up in the Pearl, they're like castles. When I went into one, I wanted to live there. How big they are. So please tell me you're not going to do that. That was our objection. We saw that. We said, okay, here we go again. Consent agenda, $1.7 million. Boom. No discussion. I know it's just formalizing everything. All the decisions have been made, and we're just formalizing. We're not authorizing anything, right? Are we authorizing something here? Or are we just formalizing what we've already done? Can someone answer that? I don't usually ask you to answer, but that would be cool. What are we doing here? Is this a real vote that we're actually going to do something, or are we going to formalize it? We've already done it. That's what you told me last week. Four times. Mr. Walsh. What did I told you? We formalized it. That's our objection. We don't like the loop. Take it out. Make an amendment. See if you can get a cheaper place. Do you know how many porta potties we could put around his city for $100,000? A lot.
Any further comments?
I'm going to fly away.
Call the record. Call Fritz. The roll, sir.
So in answer to your questions, Mr. Walsh, the current bathroom is non-functional and unsafe, as had been the site of...
Mr. Walsh, please, do not interrupt, please.
Don't wave me off.
Do not interrupt. Let Commissioner Fish answer your questions.
Or Fritz, well, either one.
Or Fritz. Or Commissioner Fish.
So, thank you.
Leave me out of this.
Okay. So, sorry. The current restroom is unsafe and unfunctional. It doesn't work. We would require lots and lots of repairs and has been the site of a lot of nefarious activity in the park. The community has been involved in designing this park, very involved. So the community wants a loo. The loo is a safe way to provide needed restroom services that are accessible, that are safe, that are easy to clean, and that are considered much more functional than either porta potties or the ancient thing that's there right now. We are currently asking for solicitations to see who would like to build this project and what they would suggest would be the price within the listing in the ordinance. And then I presume we'll come back to council to say who's going to do it, and then we will have a further report on what was done. And again, thank you to the Cooch Park.
How much did it cost?
Fish.
Please do not interrupt.
So, yeah, I get distracted. I think I already answered that. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Well, as a former student of MLC in 1986, I would just like to note that those bathrooms were run down and creepy 30 years ago. I also was an employee at MLC in 1992, I believe, and I honestly don't remember the last time the bathrooms were open or used by the public. Finally, I've been involved in the Cooch Park playground redevelopment conversation for 10 years now, I believe, and there has been a lengthy and arduous public process, and I'm so happy that we're going to be moving forward, and especially that we're going to be adding one more fully accessible and inclusive playground to our park system. It's really wonderful. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
So I'm going to read from the ordinance. The construction cost estimate for this project is $1.172 million. That number is based on the estimates received from our cost estimator. PP&R's confidence level in the estimate is medium due to the high demand currently prevailing within commercial construction markets. This asks or authorizes the Parks Bureau to send out a competitive solicitation for the construction of the project. So we are not actually deciding to do anything today other than send out the competitive solicitation to complete the project that was offered during the bond that was authorized by the voters. So this is actually a really good thing. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. We are adjourned.
Mayor, we have a time certain at 2:00. It's listed for 30 minutes. I think in light of the council interest in more expansive presentations, you can probably count on an hour this afternoon.
Why, thank you, Commissioner Fish.
There you go.
Hey, Bill. No, we already voted.